declare his praise.
Thank you.
faith enter in. That day is now.
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24. Lord is good to those who wait for him. The Lord
know, last weekend we had this IDT with Karen and Donna where they taught us how to listen to God's voice, just be aware of His presence and to hear from Him in whatever way He speaks to you. And a few of us have been in that training. And so right now, I believe that everybody's had a face-to-face encounter with Him just now in worship. And you know, when we come face-to-face with God, there is transformation. And when there is transformation, there is revelation, yeah? So right now, whatever way that God is revealing things to you, exercise your faith right now and step in and prophesy, you know, because we are all called to be prophets. You know, we are all called to prophesy. Okay, so whoever was there in the training, and like whoever was not, if God's speaking to you right now, we want to hear from God. That is our highest priority right now. Okay, so if there's something that God's speaking to you, stirring in your heart, just come forward and share it.
I feel there is someone here who's feeling they are in great trouble and they need help, and he's asking, where can I get the help from? So I'm getting this word for him or her, Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. So Lord will help you.
And see, we are all practicing, so please feel free, whatever God, you feel God speaking to you right now, just feel free to come and share, okay?
Just to tie in with what Manish just shared, you know, in the book of Job asks God a whole lot of questions, and I think there's somebody or many people over here who have questions. You're asking questions and you're saying, I'm not getting the answers, or I'm in this situation, I'm in this problem, and I'm not getting help, I'm not getting answers. And you know, there's this song that's written on the book of Job, and I just want to read a little bit from it. And basically, God answers Job and says, can you raise your voice to the storm clouds? Would thunder answer and ring out? Does the lightning ask you where it should strike? You know, and God is basically asking you, who are you to ask me? You know, but I know it's a little scary to say, okay, fine, I shouldn't be asking God anything. But at the end of the chapter, Job comes to this realization. He says, I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me. Although I had no right to ask, my God knelt and He answered me. And I think God just wants to say, you know, I am huge. I am greater than you think. I am greater than you know. And although you have no right to ask me, you still have asked me. And because I love you so much, I will kneel and answer you. And I think that's a picture of just how we're saved. You know, we have no right to be saved. If you have attended the IDT, a Doctrine of Grace, that will totally blow your mind away. We have no right to be saved. It's the grace of God that we're saved. And He didn't just save us. He restored us, yeah, but He also ascended us. He kept us as His sons and daughters. And if we are His sons and daughters, of course He'll answer us. You know, when you ask your dad a question, he's not going to say, I'm not going to answer you. Yeah, He is going to answer you.
I think there are more here. You're sitting on something. Come on. It's going to bless somebody.
Just to add of what's being said today, I feel the Lord leading me to read Psalm 145. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and faithful in all His acts. The Lord is near all who call out to Him, all who call out to Him with integrity. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He hears the cry for help and saves them. The Lord guards all those who love Him, but He destroys all the wicked. My mouth will declare the Lord's praise. Let every living thing bless His holy name forever and ever.
Might be showing my age at this one, but I keep getting this picture. If you've ever seen the movie Karate Kid, Anybody raise your hand because I need to know. Okay, thank you. I'm in good company here. Well, I keep seeing that. You know, when he would stand and he would just like, he'd be so locked on and he wouldn't move and every muscle in his body was just tense and strong. And I just keep hearing, just as Abraham, you know, in Hebrews 11, when it talked about in faith, Abraham, he stepped out. Abraham, he stood in faith. He was told to leave his country, told to leave his family, told to leave everything he knew of comfort. And in faith, he was immovable. There was nothing that was going to get him to step out of that place of him being in faith. And I just keep hearing that the Lord is saying that to all of you this morning, that you have been just like Abraham. You have been standing in faith, and you have been strong, and you have been unmovable and unshaken by the enemy's attempts to distract you or take you down or wear you down or press you out. But the Lord says, just like that karate kid, that person, that child that was the most least likely to take out the practiced and the skilled, that he was able to go into that room and lay out his enemy just like that. And I just decree that over you guys, that even though, just like all those in the Bible, I may be the smallest, my clan's the weakest, I'm the... But God says, no, you have been standing in faith, and you will see those things that you have been believing for. In Jesus' name.
I just felt like sharing this verse, but I was a little hesitant. But after Donna shared it, I think I should. It's in Mark 11, 23, 24, which says that if you pray and ask for something, and if you believe in your heart without any doubt, if you believe, then it shall be done. So if you have something that you want to ask God, some desire or something you are troubled of, if you want to ask God, just believe that your daddy in heaven, more than anyone, he wants to fulfill your desire. So if you have something in your heart, just be open to God. He will fulfill it. Just have no doubt in it. If you have no doubt, if you believe your daddy is going to listen to your prayer, he will answer it. So let's believe in that verse.
And someone quickly said, how many times should I ask? I've been asking for so long. Well, let's just be like that persistent widow and ask one more time. Okay? Just one more time. Just ask. Any of you feel led to go and pray, could you do that? Because this is what Sunday is about, yeah? We gather together to be a body for each other. It's not from one song to the next and next and next. When one part of the body hurts, we are all in pain. is a great place for healing.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into
to is so good.
Yes.
You are so good.
You are so good.